Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What a weekend in sports and around the station we just had. Grant and Danny, good morning to you. Happy Monday on 106.7 The Fan. Kirk Cousins joins us live at 11, 58 minutes from right now. We'll ask him about yesterday's preseason win over the Bengals, the struggles of the first team continuing for much of that outing, though. We'll also be talking about the Nats, who had a busy weekend, including a doubleheader yesterday. As we continue, we'll get into Mayweather-McGregor, which I had a blast watching. Very successful. Part of the big weekend, Danny. We had the summer dress party.
Yes, we did.
You got intoxicated.
Still hungover.
Are you really?
Yeah. You can hear my voice. It is equus, man. My voice is hoarse.
I got the whole thing started on Saturday.
Got it moving.
Saturday night, you did not see it, but I will tell you that McGregor Mayweather lived up to the expectations and then some. It was actually a blast to watch.
I'm actually really surprised by that, to be honest with you. I haven't read a single word about it because, again, I think the whole thing's a farce and I hate Floyd Mayweather. But the fact that it went long doesn't surprise me because that's what Floyd Mayweather does. He toys with people and lets them in.
But it went long in an entertaining way.
That's what I'm amazed by. I truly am. I'm amazed by it.
Boxing term here that I don't really know what it means, but the guys were throwing around, he, quote, stayed in the pocket, end quote.
Oh, clearly. He clearly did.
He was aggressive. That's what I will say. Mm-hmm. And after the third round, where he, through three rounds, didn't really throw any punches, and he just wanted to tire McGregor out, which worked beautifully.
Of course.
He ended up fairly much, I would say, dominating the fight the rest of the way. And McGregor was just out on his feet, had no energy left. But he came out right away. At 10 seconds into the fight, it was better than I thought. Because McGregor just started flying across the ring, swinging on Mayweather. He hit him over 100 times in the fight. He hit him like 40 more times than Manny Pacquiao did in the stupid fight that I watched a couple years ago, which was terrible. This was way better than that. So it was actually really fun.
Cool.
And then on Sunday, you had a matinee Redskins game at FedEx. Very much authentic looking until really the kickoff, but you had starters for two quarters. I tweeted this yesterday, and a lot of people responded basically telling me that I'm a crazy person and I'm insane, and that's fine. I'll never understand how few people come to preseason games. And before you tell me how bad the product is, or how little you care about August football, the tickets are mostly already paid for. Like, my fiance and her brother are part of a group of, I think, six or eight people who go together and tailgate and everything for the full season for the Redskins.
They've got the season tickets, in other words.
They went by themselves and tailgated for two and basically tried to give the rest of the tickets away. But you've already paid in your season ticket freight. Tens of thousands of people that don't come to these games have paid for that game and just elect not to go. I know that I'm probably like 99th percentile football fanboy, whatever. I never understand. This is a audition for a lot of guys that are important to your team that you care so much about. This is a dress rehearsal. The starters played for more than two quarters in some cases. Why would you not want to just go hang out at FedEx Field and watch football when you've been waiting for months and you only get 10 of these?
Well, I saw you tweet that, and my first thought was, yeah, there are season ticket holders that say no, thank you. And I'm kind of with you. I'm one of those, maybe I'm cheap, whatever it is, but if I've paid for it, I'm using it. You know what I mean? I'm one of those guys that on a vacation, I go, I've already paid for this. I'm going to suck all the marrow out of this entire occasion. So if I paid,
right,
I'm going.
It'd be the equivalent of when I bought the deal I got from the photographer for the wedding, okay? You get the hours on hours for the wedding day, and you get your engagement photos. If I just decided, you know what? Engagement photos aren't for me, or I don't need them. I'm not going to get those. I've already paid for them.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense not to.
You're going
to
take advantage.
It comes with the deal.
But here's what my first thought was this. It shows how few season tickets there actually are. That place is so, the reason why we always wonder, you know, why are there Dolphins fans this time? Why are there Bears fans, Pittsburgh fans, whatever? I feel like there's so many, yeah, there are a lot of season tickets, but there are also non-season tickets available for every game, and no one buys those. That was my first thought, was there's probably 25, 30,000 people are just unsold tickets or whatever, where they go, this is not worth it to me. I'm not
making this
purchase.
Okay, but in a stadium of 75,000 or whatever it is now, it's impossible to keep up with because they rip seats out every time you turn around.
Sometimes it's a party deck.
However many seats there are, let's say it's 75K,
mm-hmm.
How many of those do you think are season ticket seats? I would say over half of them.
Yeah, I would say half. I'd say 40, 45.
Like 15% of those people went yesterday.
Correct. Yeah, so that I don't quite get. I'm with you.
What is that?
That I don't get.
You pay for 10 games and you just elect to punt on 20% of them?
I think it shows you how bad it really is, that experience. You're sort of like dealing with it when you go instead of looking forward to going. It's like, listen, we're going to go and do the regular season games because it's the right thing to do, but this is not a good experience. I think it's why they're so desperate for a new stadium.
800-636-1067. You want to chime in on the lack of attendance, not just at FedEx Field, but around the NFL in the preseason, or speak to, a lot of you are season ticket holders, and some of you didn't go yesterday. Why, when you've already paid for that seat, you don't care enough to go? And if you got plans, okay, I get that. But my guess is a lot of people just chose they weren't going to drive to FedEx Field. And I'd be curious to tap into your thought process on that. Let's get into the game itself, though, which capped what was a really fun, good sports weekend. Game balls and gassers. This is how we kick off our Monday shows. Get used to it because we'll be doing it all regular season long. Give me a game ball, if you would, Thommy. Rob Kelly, you kept your starting job. You had showed absolutely nothing. Not all your fault, largely the fault of the guys in front of you as well through a couple of preseason games. You look like a lost puppy. Rob Kelly, 10 attempts, 57 yards, ripped off a 21-yard run on what was a really well-blocked play. Also a tough touchdown run and short yardage as well. He was the best player on the Redskins offense yesterday. Had a great spin move at the line of scrimmage to free up some space and some running room. Was doing what he did last year when he stole the starting job from Matt Jones, which was avoiding would-be tacklers at the line of scrimmage or a yard into the backfield for 2, 3, and 4 yards at a time. This was good Rob Kelly. Over the course of four quarters, that's a 20-attempt, 100-plus-yard game with maybe multiple touchdowns. He was outstanding, and he will be the starter in week one because of that performance.
Gasser.
Terrell Pryor, catch the ball. Catch the ball, catch the ball, catch the ball, catch the ball. When the ball comes to you, catch the ball. I cannot stand the not catching. I don't care about anything else. It's the most fundamental thing we do in sports. When a practice starts, two men line up on the end line and they throw and catch the ball to start things off. We can't go anywhere else. We can't do anything until the ball is caught. It's the beginning. It's the nature of sport. Two people playing catch. Catch the ball. No excuses. No nonsense. No, oh, that one wasn't on target. Da-da-da. I'm tired of reading the articles about you. I bought it on the hype train. I'm now off. I can't stand it. Catch the football immediately and always. If you drop another pass, I will lose my mind. Catch the ball. I'm going to say it one more time. Catch the bleep ball. Whenever the bleep it comes, bleeping near you, you bleep. Catch the ball. Catch the ball. That's my gasser.
Gasser.
I'd like to double down on the Terrell Pryor situation for a moment. I can't stop reading all these stories about how he's going to be the next Hall of Fame wide receiver. I actually was sitting at a sports bar in the afternoon right after the show eating dry-rubbed grilled wings from Lucky's in Alexandria last week reading this great piece that was written, I believe on SI, about this transcendent figure that Terrell Pryor is going to become. I am buying the hype. I love Terrell Pryor. But you cannot read a single clip from practice. You cannot hear a beat reporter talk about the Redskins without fawning all over this guy and telling you how amazing he is. This Pryor Doxson as good as Garcon Jackson thing. Well, Josh Doxson didn't play again, by the way, which we can get into in a minute, and that's infuriating. I don't know if it's as infuriating as watching Terrell Pryor drop passes or not.
I don't know what's more infuriating, honestly.
I'm not going to tell you who asked these questions because I don't want to embarrass the person, but there was someone yesterday that was asking questions of Terrell Pryor dropping passes and asking if he was concerned, and Terrell Pryor bristled at this person and basically said, like, you don't know enough about football or whatever. No, here's what I know. You want to be a number one receiver, dude? You turned down supposedly tens of millions of dollars because it wasn't enough, because you're going to go out and make $13 or $14 million a year after your breakout season in Washington? When the ball hits you in the hands, bring it in. His big catch of the game, the 17-yarder on 3rd and 11, which was awkward in the middle of the field waiting for contact anyway, was dropped. If that play's reviewed, it very well could have gone Cincinnati's way and the Redskins would have had to kick. His preseason has not been good. Now, you could tell me that the Cousins' first throw to him in Baltimore wasn't good either. Okay. You could tell me that one of his other drops on a Cousins' throw wasn't perfectly thrown or was too hot. That's fine. Here's what I know. Pierre Garçon's first drop last year came in December. December. That was your number one then. So if this guy wants to act like a number one, Use my favorite Remember the Titans line. You want to be a star, you better give me a star effort. I'm tired of hearing about Terrell Pryor. Catch the football.
Gasser.
First team offense. Here's your drive log. 3 plays, -3 yards, punt. 3 plays, -9 yards, punt. 4 plays, -2 yards, field goal, thanks to the turnover. 6 plays, 21 yards. That's nice. Pick 6. I'm so tired of the idea that it's just going to work out tomorrow. We'll flip the switch. You ain't good enough to flip the switch. At a certain point, please look good. Please just do something that normal football teams do and behave correctly. Get first downs, advance the football, have a shot to score points. Don't wait until the second quarter, the third quarter, whatever else. Start fast one time. Maybe. I mean, just let's just get weird. You want to get weird? You want to get nuts? I'll get nuts. How about you win an opener, Jay Gruden? How about you guys are ready out of the gate one time? I'm so sick of the assumption that it's all just going to work out. You ain't good enough to be able to flip the switch. You're just a team in the middle. You feel yourselves all offseason. You think you know better. Well, this is what it looks like. I'm telling you, rude awakening is coming.
Martrell Spate. This is what it looks like when a guy plays inspired football and is desperate to make a team.
Yeah.
Flying all over the place. A team-high 7 tackles, 1 for a loss, multiple tackles on special teams. This is desperation, ravenous. I love this game football. By the way, I caught up with Martrell Spate in the locker room. We'll play that for you at 10:45. I also talked to DeShazer Everett, and that was a really good conversation with the guy currently penciled in as a starter. We'll play that for you at 1:18 today. But Martrell Spate gets a game ball because he, Mason Foster, Zach Brown in that linebacking core, and Bashaud Breeland at corner all played terrific defensive football for that defense. After the opening terrible drive that really settled in and played much better. We'll get back to game balls and gassers next. More from us at 800-636-1067. Your game balls and gassers as well. You know how this works. Game ball to the best players of the day, gassers to the worst players of the day. If there was a play you hated, give out a gasser. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Speaking of gas, I don't have to get gas very often. I've filled up the gas tank in my brand new Ford Fusion one time. Think about that. I got it to empty once, filled it up in the Outer Banks, drove back home. I have not had to fill that gas tank. I charge it up every day when I come to work and I commute to and from home. That's how I do it. Think about the money I'm saving every month. You could save some money too on a Ford Fusion just like mine from Ted Britt Ford. Right now, you can get one 0% financing for 72 months on a Fusion, again, just like mine, the Escape, the Edge, the Explorer, plus $1,000 trade assistance. So here's your bottom line, Stone Cold Steve Austin style, right? You get a great car, a terrific price, and a great buying experience. Because what else happens? You get a little something called Ted Britt for life. It's not just a slogan. It's not just something that people say. It's how they treat you, which is really, really, really well. That's how they know it's the best way for you to come back and you come see them again. That's why they've been in business almost 60 years. Lifetime vehicle coverage, people. New pre-owned vehicles, less than 100,000 miles. You get the big stuff like the powertrain. Little things like they'll replace your battery once every 4 years. Just taking care of you, man. That's what they do. Go see my pals at Ted Britt Ford and please tell them. Just please do this. Tell them Danny sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.